You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week is Hospice Awareness Week in Aotearoa, a campaign aimed at opening the conversation around hospice care and services. I spoke to Wayne Naylor, Chief Executive of Hospice New Zealand, also known as Te Kahu Pairuri or Aotearoa, about hospice care, breaking the stigma, and how to support their kaupapa. Are you able to tell us about Hospice Awareness Week?
Kia ora, Desmond. Yes, I'd love to tell you about Hospice Awareness Week. So this week we're celebrating hospices across New Zealand and hoping to dispel some of the myths and fears that people have about hospice. And this includes things like hospice is where you go to die, hospice is for old people, and hospice is for people with cancer. Actually, hospice is about living and helping people make the most of the time they have left. And while it can be a really difficult and sad time, there's also a lot of fun and laughter around hospices. So it's not just a place to go. Almost all hospice care is provided in people's homes, and only a small percentage of people need specialist inpatient hospice care. It's for people of all ages with a life-limiting condition, including young people, children, and sometimes even babies, and also to support their whānau family as well. And hospice care can be a benefit in a wide range of life-limiting conditions, not just cancer. So this includes things like end-stage heart, lung, liver and kidney disease, neurological conditions like motor neuron disease and dementia, and even in frailty of older age. So if people want to find out more about what hospice is, then talking to local hospice staff, they can talk about the benefits with anyone who might be eligible, and referral can be made through any health professional.
And on the hospice website, it states that unfortunately many New Zealanders miss out on care due to funding and workforce challenges. What would you like to see change to overcome these obstacles?
I think the most important thing is that we need our government to fund hospice fairly and in a sustainable way. We rely a lot on community giving to provide core hospice services, and this is becoming increasingly difficult, especially in our current economic climate where people just don't have spare money to give to charities. And we know also that funding varies widely across the country, including the ability of communities to give, and this really needs a long-term solution. So the hospice is here for the future. Our hospice are actually working on a new way to fund the services, but we need the support from Health New Zealand, Te Whatuora, and the government to make it a reality. And with regards to workforce, hospice is really struggling to recruit and retain the skilled health professionals that they need to provide quality hospice palliative care. And a significant challenge right now is the disparity in pay between hospice staff and Health New Zealand staff. And we're losing staff to higher paid roles in hospitals, and this affects our ability to meet the demand and the increasing demand for hospice care. We also need better training programs across all health professions so that we can have staff with the right skills and knowledge, and not just in hospice but across all health settings, because people who are dying receive care and die in many different settings, like at home, in aged care or rest homes, and in hospitals. So what these issues mean is that hospice is not able to reach everyone in need or not able to provide a full range of services. So we've ended up with something of a postcode lottery where what you get depends on where you live, and that's just not right.
And as you mentioned, accessibility and equity in healthcare are so extremely important. Hospice has developed the Māori Mate framework to support Māori palliative care. Could you elaborate on the role that this plays in hospice services?
Sure. So Māori Mate is a framework to help support better care and outcomes for Māori using hospice. It was commissioned by two hospices, Totara Hospice in South Auckland and Mary Potter Hospice in Wellington, and developed in collaboration with Te Ahu Rata o Aotearoa, the Māori Medical Practitioners Association. So it's a bi-Māori for non-Māori framework and had a lot of input from Māori hospice staff. So the framework is helping hospices to better understand the needs of Māori patients and their whānau, the context they're coming from, how best to provide good quality and compassionate care, and the support needs of whānau. And it's not just for hospice, although that's where it was originally written for. The recommendations in Māori Mate can be applied to other health services where palliative care is provided. And again, that's like aged care or rest homes, hospitals, general practice. So it has a wider application than just hospices.
And would hospice consider development and inclusion of other cultural and intersectional identity frameworks developed for New Zealanders' care as well?
Yes, absolutely. We know that New Zealand has a very diverse population and that many groups of communities have particular needs, and that some of those parts of our community have not been well served by our health system in the past or even currently. So hospices are already responding in different ways, for example, employing different cultural support staff. In particular, probably examples in Auckland where hospices have Pacifica and Asian staff who work with those community groups. And a lot of hospices have been undertaking training on how to best work with our rainbow communities as well through Pride Pledge or Rainbow Check, and that includes Hospice New Zealand. Our staff have just been through the Pride Pledge training. So we know there's still more to do, but hospices recognise the need to keep improving and to keep supporting our diverse communities.
And what is your vision for the role of hospice in Kiwis' lives in the future?
I guess firstly, I'd really like to see a society more open to talking about death and dying. It's quite a hidden part of our society and our communities, particularly from a Western perspective. But if we do talk about it more, then we can all be better prepared for the end of life, either ours or our loved ones, and not so fearful of the word hospice. We want care of the dying to be regarded as an essential part of our national health system, starting from the very top, so that our government and its agencies like Health New Zealand, through their national health strategies and plans, actually recognise that everyone will die, and dying well is regarded as just a natural part of what everyone expects from our health services. But to make that happen, we also want everyone who needs it being able to access quality hospice care when and where they need it, and in a way that's acceptable to them. And to achieve that, then we definitely need better and more sustainable funding for hospice, so it is actually still there in the future.
And how can Kiwis show their support for hospices mahi outside of this Hospice Awareness Week?
So I really encourage everyone just to find out more about hospice. They can do that on our website, hospice.org.nz, or they can find their local hospice website. Every hospice across the country has their own website. And if you can, just help support your local hospice through donating if you can, or shopping in a hospice second-hand shop, and also donating quality goods for sale through our second-hand shop, providing services in kind if you have a business, and even just giving some of your time as a volunteer. So every one of those things helps keep hospice free for those people who need it.
That was Wayne Naylor, Chief Executive of Hospice New Zealand, Te Kahu, Pairuri or Aotearoa on Hospice Awareness Week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.